Hi there, welcome to Lesson 3 for Basic Witch Level 3. And in this lesson, we're going to be talking about the power of nature walks, learning how to set intentions for your nature walk and interpret the signs and symbols that the messages are for there for you. I would think by now, as a witch and a healer, you probably completely understand why nature is so healing and so beneficial to us. But I do want to cover that just in case you're questioning it. It's absolutely not a myth. Being outside and being in nature is really, really important for our mental health and well-being. The first thing to know is that walks in nature, and you could be walking, you could be running, you could be sitting, just in general, is so good for your memory. In fact, it will help you with 20% better people scored on a memory test by being outside and in nature. I'm not saying you have to be outside in nature when you take the memory test. I'm saying that being outside in Mother Nature overall helps your mental memory, your recall. The next thing is, of course, that you feel happier. Just sitting 15 minutes every single day will restore your mental health and spiritual health and well-being. When you're outside and you're in nature for no purpose or no reason, so I'm not talking about raking the leaves, which can create stress because you feel like you have to get a job done, or cleaning out the pool, or picking up the dog poop. That's not being in nature. But when you're outside and you're in nature and you're just you and the trees and Mother Earth, the animals, whatever you see, wherever you are, whether you're walking or sitting, you will bring a sense of peace and calm just as much as if you were meditating. So 15 minutes in nature. If you're someone who doesn't like to meditate, this is your jam. Go somewhere in nature, walk somewhere, sit somewhere, be immersed in the godlike heaven, as I call it, that's around us. Nature can literally heal us. So one study that they did shows that people exposed to more natural light healed faster from a spinal surgery and reportedly had less pain than the others that were not outside in the light. So nature worked as a natural drug because they also took fewer pain medications. I remember the first time that I got COVID last winter, and it was like this cold snap. It was like minus 45 degrees. So going outside was an option for my lungs and for my health. But I was laying in bed imagining that I was laying out on a tree next to the grass because I so badly wanted to get outside and to get in nature. I knew that I needed Mother Earth to help me heal. The next thing is that you can concentrate better. So taking a break and being out in nature can improve your concentration, and it gives your brain kind of a break. And leaving your phone behind and letting your mind unwind from the overstimulation that's brought on by this really super busy life that we're all living can really help give your mind this like, check out, and help you concentrate and focus better. Now, this one you're going to love because nature promotes weight loss. So being outside may not be like magical diet pill, but we tend to exercise more when we're outside. We're walking, we're hiking, we're raking leaves, we're picking up dog poop, we're cleaning off our deck. We're spending time at higher altitudes also, which can speed up your metabolism, and it can help decrease your appetite because when you're outside and you're in nature and you're doing things, you're not just sitting on the couch eating. The other thing is you absorb vitamin D better. So spending time in the sun helps your body create vitamin D, a vitamin that shows it's amazing for heart and for osteoporosis and for cancer, for your mind, your body, your spirit. Vitamin D is so important. Nature reduces your stress. So it just brings down your stress. It just lowers your heart rate. It just really envelops love around you. It keeps you youthful. So they say that going outside every day is the key to feeling less wrinkles and less achy bones and sleeping better. It strengthens your immune system. They did a study in Japan with a woman who spent 6 hours in the woods over a 2-day period and increased her white blood cells, which fight viruses. That's what those are for. And they boost lasted about a week after the experiment. So for 6 hours in the woods, she spent over 2 days, and that lasted for an additional week. So if you know someone who's struggling with some health issues right now, getting outside is vital. And overall, it brightens your mood. The colors, the sounds, the links to nature just make us feel happier in general. It's just a way to allow us to feel and to experience joy. Multiple studies have told us that to get joy and to get connected, we need to get with Mother Earth. And I think we learned that and we experienced that going through a pandemic and realizing that there were some of us that said, you know what, I'm okay to be alone, but I'm not okay to be inside. I need to get out. I need to move my body. I need to see things. I need to feel things. And I need to experience things in the world. Here's the thing. This is the heart of this lesson. Anytime I go outside and I'm about to walk out the door, and I could be walking out the door to walk to the barn to do something, I could be walking outside to go on a nature walk, I could be walking outside to pick up dog poop. I set an intention before I walk out the door. Now, obviously, I don't do it if I'm walking from the door to the truck and then leaving. But if I know I'm going to be walking around the property, I say in my mind to my spirit guide sometimes, or to my loved ones sometimes, send me a sign of something that you want me to know or see or feel today. Then as I'm walking over to the barn, maybe I see a piece of paper. Maybe I see a funny shaped stick. Maybe my phone rings as I'm walking over and a loved one calls me. Maybe the trees and the wind pick up at just the right time when the phone rings. Maybe a spider's crawling on me. Maybe I go outside that day and I'm being attacked by wasps. Whatever happens, I know that there's a message in nature for me, and I pay closely attention to what that message is and to how spirit is guiding me and connecting with me. So your nature walks can be ways for spirit to communicate with you. You have to look at, well, what does everything mean? What does a funny shaped stick mean? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? If I see a stick that's shaped in the letter S, I think, okay, maybe spirit's telling me about someone coming into my life that has a letter S name. What do the signs and the symbols mean to you? That's what you have to ask yourself. I pay very close attention to the horses on the ranch. I pay very close attention to the direction of the wind. I pay very close attention to everything that's happening in nature around me. I'm very keyed into nature, because I know as a witch, that's where my signs are and that's where spirit will be communicating with me. I hope that makes sense, and I look forward to connecting with you soon in the next lesson.